Yo.
Hey, everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And all the birds in Kentucky are out here tonight. I had somebody mention the other day that they could hear all the birds and that they were really loud. And wow, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. We should go inside and do it. And they're like, no, it sounds good.
I was on a conference call today and I could hear the birds chirping in the background. I'm like, who's out relaxing, you know, in nature?
You're supposed to be
at your desk working, being miserable.
Chained to your desk. Oh, it's Leslie and Mike, and we are here for the Friday Night Beer Blog.
The 68th.
It is the 68th. Very good. Very good. And did you notice that I opened with our old music that we used when this podcast was its own thing?
No, I did not.
And you want to know why I decided to use it tonight?
Yes.
You do want to know? Or can you guess?
Because you paid for it.
Spoken like a true McShane. No. It's funny because both songs that I've picked, the one for the new old you and the one that we used to use for the Friday Night Beer Block, I've heard used in other commercials, but none more than the old music from the Friday Night Beer Block. First of all, it was that Medicare
commercial.
Medicare commercial. Then it was some other old person commercial. It could have been hair loss or something. I don't remember. And then there was another one. And I think it
just
was about
recently.
Oh, I think it was another one about buying home insurance, reverse mortgages or something. Mm. One of those crazy things.
Tom Selleck.
And then just this week, DQ has been using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's for their big Father's Day push. And I'm like, every time I hear it, I'm like, damn it.
Well, that's what happens when you buy something like public like that.
I know, but
so
there,
you made a good choice.
There are thousands of pieces of music from
why
the library that,
that
I chose. And why have there been so many that have chosen the same one? But I guess you're right.
People make money, though,
right?
The guy sitting in his studio apartment in L.A. just banging out tunes on the keyboard.
This is the one.
Millions.
This is the one.
On this one.
That's funny. So yeah, I decided to use it tonight. So because you know what the hell, and I like what you said that I chose well. Obviously,
well, yeah. I mean, it rang with you,
that's
rang with
so glass half full of you to say
weird.
That.
Weird.
I know, weird. Oh,
I take it back.
So this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by My Wide Brewing Company. Tell me your surprise.
Actually, it's literally being brought to you by Force Ghost, too, because that's the only beer we've been drinking for the past 2.5 weeks.
Well, because we know it's a seasonal beer, and we know that if we don't buy a lot of it, it'll be gone, mm-hmm. and then we'll be sad. But, of course, maybe we should mix it in with some other beers.
Nope.
Because when this is gone, we'll be sad. But you can't let it sit too long, right?
No, right, yeah. You got to drink it fast while it's fresh.
How long do you think that this beer has before it turns a little bit?
I don't know. I've never lasted more than a week.
Good answer.
I don't let it get to that point. You know I rotate my stock, too.
Yeah.
So when we got the new beer tonight, it may have come from the same batch, but I told Ian, I said, stack the new beer at the back. Bring the
old beer
to the forward.
Forward, yes, yeah, exactly. So. We do the same thing at the Dare to Care
that's
food
right.
bank. You have to
rotate
bring,
your stock.
That's right. You got to bring all the older stuff to the front, newer stuff to the back. And
otherwise, you find canned beans in the back of your cupboard that were back from 1995 or something.
Yeah, that's possible. That could happen.
Yeah.
Also, if you are going out to buy beer from a liquor store.
Yes. Check the expiration date.
Look toward the back because they're loading those coolers from the back.
They rotate their stock, too.
Yeah, okay.
They don't load it from the back, but they rotate their stock.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. You know what I meant, right?
You've never worked an honest day in your life, have you?
An honest day. Hey, man, I work the Wendy's drive-thru window. There is nothing more honest than that, I'll
tell
you.
Ding, fries are done.
Hey, why is that guy driving in backwards through the drive-thru window?
Well, that would have been cool.
That happened a lot. Anyway, all right, so are you...
yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Did you want to talk about your week and how your week was?
No.
It was a short week.
It was a short week, but a long week.
Even short weeks are long sometimes. At least mine are. All right.
So what we got?
The title of this week's Friday Night Beer blog is Doing Midlife the Messy Way.
Hmm.
Hey. Am I talking about you?
No.
No, I'm not talking about you. Because you're not messy, right?
Not at all.
All right. June 3rd. Can you believe it's freaking June 3rd?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's World Bicycle Day, by the way. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yep. That's why I had on that shirt today with the Stormtroopers and Darth Vader riding bicycles. No, I wore that because it was laying on the chair. All right. It's the 68th official Friday Night Beer blog. Are you tready? Okay. Oh, Lordy, where do I even start with this week's post? Why are you looking over my shoulder?
I can't read. You've got me positioned so I can't read over your shoulder.
Good. I've heard the saying, do it messy, more times than I care to admit in the last year or so.
Oh, God, I don't like where this is going already.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Just do it. Do it. Do it messy.
Yeah, and the corporate world. All the time.
Do they say that all the time? Really?
It's not do it messy, but just do it.
Oh, just, okay. For a perfectionist, it's been one of those sayings and sentiments where I have just nodded my head in agreement when someone mentions just doing or trying something new without a perfectionist net. As in, yes, I agree, you should totally do it messy if it's between that or nothing. But that word, messy, makes me nervous, and I won't be choosing that path. Subheading.
I didn't expect you to go this way.
Really?
I figured you would have been the messy one.
Me?
Me compared to you, though.
Oh, no. It's...
It depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah, it depends on what you're talking about, and I'm not really comparing myself with you. It's just
in general. Well, you couldn't do that.
Oh, right. Okay. Subheading. Someone call a therapist. I've always just kind of fallen into what I'm doing, but in a very choreographed way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Opportunities have come. Opportunities have come, and I have manicured those opportunities to within an inch of their lives. Sometimes it may seem that these things have come easily, but I guarantee you, whether I have been aware of it or not, I have been very conscious and meticulous on how each thing was going to be working for me.
Control freak.
I have always believed that you can think yourself through every situation or into a new thing. That everything has an operator's manual, and all you have to do is read it and do each step to succeed. The path from A to Z goes through B and C all the way to X, Y, and Z. I've never felt that luck was my friend, and that if anything were going to happen for me, it would be cause of flawless execution. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Subheading. Midlife came with a wrench. If you've read any of my first blog posts or listened to some of my early podcasts, you will know that as I neared 50, midlife threw me into a tizzy. I know now that what I was experiencing was not a midlife crisis like some men experience, or all men, but what Brené Brown calls a woman's midlife unraveling. For me, all of a sudden, life didn't feel right. It suddenly had a timeline I hadn't noticed before, and I wasn't doing all the things that I had envisioned or dreamt of for me in my life. I needed to change course, like, right now, or I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. So, I wrote 4 screenplays.
Wow.
I wrote a memoir. That was intense. I started this blog. Okay. I started doing episodes of the New Old You podcast. Yep. And I began to create and write daily affirmations that I post on Instagram. Great. I must have been wrapped tight because there was a lot of unraveling being done.
You are wound tight.
You think? After a couple of years of this unraveling, I began to wonder what it all meant. I believed it was all leading somewhere, maybe even somewhere great, but wasn't sure where. You feel me on that?
Mm-hmm. I saw you going down the path, but you didn't have a destination.
Exactly. I'm just going to do this. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. But worse is that it has all felt very messy and not very well put together. And this drives me absolutely crazy. I mean, like, really, I can show you the notebooks upon notebooks of journaling questions and statements like, what are you doing? Or get your shit together, Leslie. And mostly, you know you can figure this out. I mean, like, daily.
I know. I remember, yeah. I saw that you had, like, poster boards, like, taped to the closet wall with, like, lists of things to do and action items. And I'm just like, oh, my. And then you had, like, all the motivational stuff on the stuff behind the desk posted all over. So I'm like, I'm worn out just looking at this.
I know I'm not alone in these feelings or in this unraveling. I'm friends with a lot of women like this. We've all been trying to figure it out and get our shit together. But after a couple of years, I am seeing other women finally figure it out and starting to move confidently out of that fog. And I'm still standing here frozen in uncertainty. That's frustrating. Subheading. Put your purse down and get on with it already. I know it's all me, and it's my need for it, whatever it is, to be perfect. I've been dabbling and afraid of making any real mental or financial moves until the time or the thing was perfect. And if life teaches us anything, is that there's no such thing as perfect. And the opposite of perfect is what, Mike?
Messy.
Messy. What a conundrum for us perfectionists. So, of course, all movement is good movement. And I've been consistent here in the blog and on all other fronts. That's the control
consistent,
freak.
That's
the control freak in me. But without any kind of real expected outcome or expectation, financial or otherwise. And that, my friends, is where my needle desperately needs to move.
I second that.
Whether you care or not, I've made some pretty big decisions over the last couple of weeks that should become apparent in the next few weeks and months. At least I hope they do. What I do know from the last couple of years of spinning my wheels is that I'm going to continue building on the decision to help women in this new phase of life. But let's just say I think my focus is going to be more around fitness, health, wellness, and consistency, of which I'm very good at.
The rut.
And I feel really good about this decision. Subheading. So what am I saying? So what am I saying, Mike?
You're shitting and getting off the pot.
I guess I'm saying I believe that every woman goes through some sort of unraveling, even the most put together ones. And it's okay. You already know that I think it's totally fine for everyone else to do midlife messy, But it's time to give myself permission to do the same too. There, that's it. And it's weird to admit that I'm going to be doing this or that, because what if I can't, or if I fail? Imperfection. Hmm. How dare I like this blog? But I still take issue with the word messy. Mm. It's just so messy. Ooh, I hate that word. I think I prefer to refer to it as doing it slightly unorganized instead of messy. Or that I have disorganized brilliance. Or that I'm busy untangling this complex and intricate train wreck of midlife. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
They're all just words, and I can use them however I choose. So much better than doing it messy. All right, that's the end, Mike.
That was messy.
Oh, hey. See, them's fighting words to me.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I struggle with the same things. I'm a perfectionist as well, and it's unfortunate.
Aren't we a fun crowd?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that's what you were taught. You know, do it right or don't do it at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, right. It was beat into you.
Well, it wasn't beaten into me. It may have been beaten into you.
Literally. Yeah, they tried. No, when I was younger, I was messy.
No, I don't think that it was beaten into me. I think I was born that way. At least that's the way my mother tells the story.
I may have been born that way, but it was a recessive gene until I got older.
Hmm. I don't know if... I don't think it was ever recessive for me.
No, it wasn't.
No.
You've always been wound tight.
Well, not all the time. I know how to have a good time.
But the thing is that the funny thing is that you say this, but at the same time, you will go out there and you will tackle and start anything and figure it out as you go. So I'm like, you didn't know it in the beginning, but you did it anyway. And you've done that with so many things. And it was all messy.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say it was.
I mean, just this one thing that you're harping on yourself, trying to make it perfect, and you're not giving yourself the leeway to do it messy.
I tell you, I wish you could live for 5 minutes in my brain.
I would not want to do that.
Because I feel like I have been churning and burning for 2 years.
You have.
Trying to figure it out. You know, and what was it I heard? Oh, somebody, I can't remember. It may have been some podcast I was listening to. They were kind of like, if you're always trying to figure it out, you're never going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am.
Paralysis.
And, you know, I have tried a lot of things. But my thing is, and golly, like I said, you know, call a therapist. I have started a lot of new things and I've thrown a lot of things at the wall. But then I'm afraid to let go of any of those things. I'm kind of like, one of these things.
Right.
One of these things is going to work.
You got to let go of all of them except for one and then try and push that one through.
Yeah, but for me, I have a hard time. Well, I am enjoying all the things. I'm enjoying the podcast. I'm enjoying this blog. I'm enjoying doing the affirmations. I haven't written any scripts in a year.
Because you've been doing the podcast. I think that's consumed.
Well, you know, when you're working a regular job too.
Regular?
A regular.
Irregular job? I think you...
Well, when you're working for someone else at the same time, whether that's 4 hours or eight, that's still time of your schedule. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to do any of this when the children were at home. Mm-hmm. There was no time. So that's why this is definitely an empty nest midlife unraveling, for sure.
Hmm. When do I get to have mine?
Hey, feel free, man. You go for it.
We can't have them at the same time, though.
Sure,
we have to
can.
Schedule them. Mine is after yours.
Okay. I don't know when this is going to be over, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Oh, trust me. I've been watching it.
You're funny. Anyway, I know I'm not in this boat alone. I know there are many, many women out there who are going through this life change, this mental life change, and just trying to figure a bunch of stuff out. So I would definitely never say that I'm the only one that's going through this. I know a lot of people are going through this. And so if you are going through this, you know, sister, you are not alone. I am right here with you. So we can commiserate if you want. Anyway, so what's coming up this week, Mike?
In my schedule?
In work, life?
Bike riding.
Work.
Beer.
And waiting for me to get through my midlife unraveling.
Oh, I don't put any pressure on that.
Oh, you're sweet.
I have no expectation.
Good. And you're here supporting me, and you do this every week like a champ.
I'm telling you.
It's going to take off one day, Mike.
Oh,
we're going to get 9 listeners one day.
Yeah, that's when you get rid of me.
Oh.
Cut me loose like you did at Nationals.
At Nationals?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When you, like, we were on the tandem together, me and you, mixed tandem. And
then you,
like, dumped me for the other girl, and you did the women's, and you won the Nationals.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
You had to dump me to actually succeed. So
I was like, I'm going to go win, and then I'll be back.
Yeah, you never came back.
Oh. Well, you're holding that over my head. That was a long time ago.
I'm telling you. I think about it every day.
Oh, I'm trying to think what is coming. Oh, Father's Day is next weekend. Are we going to celebrate you next week? Maybe the blog next week will be about you.
It's always about me. I don't need any celebration.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Noted. You all heard that,
just
right?
Just do the usual.
The huge.
Yeah.
The rut.
Okay. I like the rut. The rut is good.
The rut is good.
The rut is predictable.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, I don't know, they should rate a review, but only if it's 5 stars.
Yeah, only if it's good.
And
4 stars. You should say 4. 4 is acceptable.
No, I want 5. I'm a perfectionist, remember? And you should share it
it's
with
a little bit too controlling.
And you should share it with a friend that you like.
You have to teach me how to do that.
Share it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will. I'm going to teach you how to rate, too. I don't think you've done that either.
I can't figure the rating thing out either.
Oh, my gosh. That's sad. That's sad. Anyway, so, yeah. So, rate or view and... share it. And was there anything else we needed to
I feel like we're missing something, but
no, I don't think we're missing anything. We hope you have a great week. We will be back next week.
What do you have going on next week? You
going on next week?
Aren't you releasing a new podcast?
Of course I'm releasing a new podcast.
Did you mention that?
I did not. Next week on the new old you, I am talking with Penny Kephart of Kephart Acres, and we are talking
CBD.
About CBD and what it is, the benefits of it, the difference between it and THC, and it's very scientific.
Hey, I'm a CBD fan.
I know you are.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Like I said, I edited this morning, and it's really good. There's a lot of information there. So, because I know there are people that don't understand CBD, but it
CBD,
is a
CBD, G, C,
exactly.
N. I mean, it's like there's but all these things, and they, I mean.
But I tell you, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry already.
No doubt.
With all of these questions. So imagine it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. So, yeah, stay tuned for that next Wednesday. All right, before Levi starts barking like crazy, we better sign off.
He's ready for dinner.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you.
See you.
Later.